What do dogs and rear ends have to do with perfectionism?
As parents, we want to know how to take our family to the next level.
Where our children choose into excellence.
Where poor behaviors melt away naturally.
And where our connection to each other is rich and beautiful.
We are Kent and Amy Bowler, and our purpose is to help you achieve just that.
This is where joy lives.
Welcome to Revolutionary Families.
Well, you know, it's funny that you should ask that. Oh, we got a good story for you today. We have children, as you do too, and some of our children have struggled with perfectionism at different points in their lives. So a while back, we had a child who struggled with perfectionism and struggled with perfectionism as it related to learning how to take care of themselves after they go to the bathroom, learning how to wipe their own bums.
This is an important skill. Without it, we can never be rid of diapers.
This is a very important skill, and it's a big deal. And for this child, it was an even bigger deal because of the struggle with perfectionism. And so, you know, we went through this process over a long period of time where there was a transition, right, where we progressed. You know, he's going to the bathroom on the toilet, we wipe. And then it gets to the point where he's learning how to wipe. And then it gets to the point where he's wiping and we're only checking. And we thought that we were doing a good job with this and that he was making good progress until the day that from the bathroom, we hear this terrible, awful screaming.
And like arms being chopped off.
Yeah, it's terrible. That's awful. And so I run to the bathroom and he let me in. And as I came to the door, I heard him screaming, "I hate myself. I hate myself." I got him to let me in. I went in and I just held him for a minute. And asked what was up, and the response was, "I can't do it. My bum is never going to be clean." Maybe you've been there, maybe you haven't, but hopefully you can relate to this story, right? This struggle with perfectionism. You know, in the past, I would have responded to him, you know, as he was screaming, "I hate myself, I hate myself," I would have responded, "We don't say that. You don't hate yourself." And probably would have been a little frustrated with that kind of language, but this day, I had a moment of clarity, and instead, I said to him, "Can I tell you what happened to me today?" And he kind of looked up at me with this curious look and said, "Yeah." And so, I said, "You know, last night wasn't so great, and this morning I woke up, and I just wasn't feeling very good, and I had, well, I didn't know what was going on, and I had a fart. I had some flatulence and I let that fart come out. And when it came out, some poop came with it."
Oh, wow.
And now I have his full attention, his undivided attention.
You got us too.
And I didn't know it at the time. You know, I didn't feel great in the morning, but I had some diarrhea that was coming on, right? I had eaten something the day before that totally didn't agree with me. And now I was paying the price, right? Montezuma's back with revenge. And in that moment, before I knew I had diarrhea, I had let that fart go and poop came out. And so, you know, I talked to him about how I had to run to the bathroom and clean up after myself because I had poop in my pants. And then I went on and talked about the fact that I'm a dad and I'm an adult and I'm this many years old at this point in time. And I'm still practicing with my poop too. Right? Because I still had an accident that day. I had a mistake. And oh, it was so great because going there with him and sharing that story with him, it made his pain, his agony relatable. And it helped him to understand that he didn't have to be perfect. So as I was telling him that story, it was funny. I mean, the fun keeps going. He asked me if my butt was clean. And
right now.
Right now. And I said, "Well, I think so." I mean, I talked to him again about the process of wiping our bums and kind of how we figure out if they're clean or not and what my process was for that. And then I said, "But I don't know that it's perfect. And I think that it's clean. I mean, I look at the toilet paper and it's clean. And so I'm assuming that it's clean." And then he said, "Do you think that you still have poop on your bum from when you were 5? And I said, "I don't know." And then I had this funny thought I said, but you know, dogs, when they come around, they always like to sniff my bum. And we've seen that. There's a movie, Bolt, that we watch, a Disney movie, right? When the dogs meet each other and they all sniff each other's bums as part of their greeting protocol. And I talked about the fact, well, you know, if there wasn't anything there to smell, the dogs wouldn't come and sniff my bum. So I'm guessing that there's some kind of leftover smell there at least. And so, no, I don't know that my bum is ever perfectly clean. And at that point, that's when that's when it was okay for him.
Did he laugh?
Yes, he laughed. He did. He laughed. And he laughed with me. And then we laughed at the whole thing. And he was no longer screaming and saying that he hated himself. It was a good moment.
Awesome. I love how you brought humor into it. I also love how you shared your own struggle with a similar thing. That's hard to do, I think, especially with young children, because a lot of the things that they're struggling with, we haven't struggled with that for so long. We can't even comprehend of what it was like to try to put the silverware in the right drawer, or to try to make your bed, or to try to make a friend. No, there's some of the things that they're doing, we've been doing them for so long, they're just second nature to us. And they look at us and they see, well, things are easy for you. Your life is easy. You do things great. I'm the lame one. And what's wrong with me?
Yeah.
This is one of those pivotal parenting principles that we've learned over the past few years. And one of the things that kind of the hardest things to take as we've been on this journey of making changes as parents, to see that early on in our parenting, we were doing it wrong. We were really setting out to be perfect. And that's not to say that you don't want to try your best as parents. You do. And
there was never an admission on our part that we had done anything wrong, that we ever made mistakes.
Right. Yeah. It's a matter of portraying to our children that we are the parents, we're the right ones, we're always right, we never make mistakes, things don't go wrong in our lives, things go perfectly. And so they see that image of us. And then if something doesn't go right in their life, even if it's a little bit of spilled milk, then they think something is completely wrong with them because they don't see anything going wrong in their parents' lives. And that's not to mean that we have to go around our house spilling the milk.
Purposely making mistakes.
No, we don't, because we are still human and we do still make mistakes.
Right. There are plenty of mistakes that we make. We just need to be open and okay with sharing those with our family, with our children, and allowing them to see that we struggle too. And we're still learning. We're still in the process. We're still in the thick of it, even though we're 44 or 55 or 77, right? However old we are, we're still figuring it out.
And that's what life is about, that it is this journey of us learning and trying and failing and getting back up again and learning and trying. And that if we never try anything new, then we're never going to get out of diapers and we're not going to be able to do anything on our own. We want our children to grow up and be adults who are amazing and who are ready and able to be good parents and make their mistakes with their parents, but to have that confidence to do that. And they're going to have to make mistakes along the way. And we as parents need to recognize that they're going to make mistakes and be okay with that. And also recognize and share with our children that we're still making mistakes as adults and that is just part of life.
Yeah, right. And the best way, again, for us to do this is by what we do. Not so much what we say, but just what we do. So we want to model that behavior. You don't have to talk about poop if you're not comfortable with that, right? But yeah, talk about those things that aren't easy, that you struggle with, that are hard. The places where you feel like you're making mistakes and you feel like you've been making them for 10 years now and you still can't get over it, whatever that is, right? And just let them know that you struggle.
Yeah. And we want to have a healthy balance of that. We don't want to be wallowing in self-deprecation or just whining about how our life is horrible and, oh, we need to whine because our children need to know that life isn't easy. It's going to be hard. You know, there's an extreme, and we don't want to go to that end either, where everything is falling apart. I mean, there's going to be times when that happens. But in general, we want to have this healthy balance of this growth mindset where we make mistakes, we fall down, and then we look back on them and say, ah, darn, I wish I hadn't done that. It wasn't the best thing to do that. And kind of, you know, sometimes walking through with our children, depending on their age, our process of learning from our mistakes. Looking back and saying, oh, you know, I shouldn't have cooked the dinner this way, or tried to do five things at one time while I was cooking dinner, because that led to burning the dinner. I think maybe if I focused on this, then it would have been better. I'm going to try that next time. You know, where we admit that we made mistakes, but that it's okay. It's a thing where we can learn and get back up again. And it's not like I'm giving up. I'm never going to make dinner again. Nope. I'm going to make it again tomorrow. And let's see if we can do it a little better next time.
So the next time you're around some dogs and you see them sniffing somebody's rear end or each other's rear ends, think about this idea that it's okay to be vulnerable, to open up and to connect with our children in this deeper way and to model this appropriate response to our mistakes where we learn and where we grow.
Yeah. And our action steps for you are to, number one, give up the pretense that we as parents are perfect.
Second step then is to share those hard moments, to share those struggles as we've talked about when appropriate.
And the third thing is the result of what you're going to find from that is increased connections and love in your home and children who are empowered to take risks and to make mistakes and to fall down and get back up again and learn.
Yeah. So bask in that increased connection and love with them as we go through these steps together. You are beautiful parents. We applaud you for who you are and the great work that you do, and for being willing to take time out of your day to try something different, to learn, to grow, and to be better, and to give your children the very best.
And we encourage you to go to our website, revolutionaryfamilies.com, and there you're going to find our number one parenting secret. It's a PDF download that is going to take you through some cool exercises to think about your children right now, where they are, their strengths, some of the things that you can see differently in them to make a difference in your family.
And always remember to trust that God trusts you.